boat. I was sure the next shot would fry somebody in his boots. Goblin went right on mooning Stormguard. Horsemen began pouring out of the camp. They were no problem. We could outrun them. I tried to concentrate on the wall, just in case I got out of this alive. A second bolt seared the backs of my eyeballs, but it too went astray, though I think it shifted course just before it hit. When my sight cleared, I spied a giant wolf racing in from our right, covering ground in strides that beggared those of our black stallions. My old pal Shifter, right on time. Another two bolts missed. The gardener was going to be pissed about all the divots knocked out of his lawn. We completed our circuit and headed for camp. Our pursuers gave up. As we dismounted, Mogaba said, "We've drawn fire. Now we know what we're up against. One of the Shadow Masters is in there."
"There may be another in that camp," Lady said. "I felt something."
"Where'd Shifter get to?" He had disappeared again. Everybody shrugged. I hoped he'd sit in on a brainstorming session. "Goblin, that was a dumb stunt."
"It sure was. Made me feel 40 years younger."
"Wish I'd thought of it," One Eye grumbled.
"Well, they know we're here, and they know we're bad, but I don't see them making a run for it. Guess we'll have to figure out how to kick their butts."
Mogaba said,
"Evidently they mean to fight outside the walls. Otherwise that encampment would not be there."
"Yeah." Things skipped through my mind. Stunts, tricks, strategies, as though I'd been born to come up with them by the hundred. "We'll leave them alone tonight. We'll form up and offer battle in the morning, but let them come to us. Where are those city maps? I got a notion." We talked for hours while the chaos of a camp still settling raged around us. After dark, I sent men out to rig a few tricks and plant stakes on which the legions could form and guide their advance. I said, "We shouldn't bother ourselves too much. I don't think they'll fight us unless we get in close to the walls. Get some sleep. We'll see what happens in the morning." Many pairs of eyes looked at me all at once. Then, in cadence, shifted to Lady. A swarm of smiles came and went. Then everyone went away behind their smiles, leaving us alone. Big Bucket and those guys don't fool around. They had gone into the hills and diverted one of the irrigation canals to bring water to the camp. I figured it in my head. To give every man in the mob one cup, we needed about 2,500 gallons. With the animals, run it to 3,500. But man and beast need more than a cup to get by. I don't know what the flow was on the canal, but not a lot of water was getting wasted. Not much manpower was going to waste, either. The boys from Opal had dug some holding ponds. One they set aside for bathing. Being the boss wazoo, I crowded the line. Still soggy, I made sure Mogaba had done all the things I didn't really have to check. Sentries out, barricade manned, night orders posted. One Eye working frog face on scouting missions instead of loafing. What have you. I was stalling. This was the night. I ran out of busybodying, so finally went to my tent. I got out my map of Stormguard, studied it again, then got to work transcribing these annals. They have grown more